Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week, another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel. located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kemper Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only Savior. And not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to come to you with his great, holy, and exalted words. Today, we will be speaking about the haters of Yahweh. And yes, not only do you might have someone that hates you, Yahweh also have people that hate him. And Yahweh called these peoples the haters of Yahweh. That's not some word that I made up or came up with my own mind, because all I do is teach you the truth. No, this is the word of Yahweh. And I want you to see with your own eyes who these haters are. Because the haters of Yahweh, they're not going to tell you straight out that they hate Yahweh. Nor would they come to you and say that they hate the things that Yahweh hates. They will tell you that they love what Yahweh loves. But Yahweh said, no, these people don't love what I love, nor do they do what I tell them to do. They do the things that I hate. Therefore, they have become the haters of Yahweh. Just to show you an example of exactly what I'm talking about, if you go to the book of Psalms 81, that's where we will start. Psalms 81. So you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Psalms 81, now why is this relevant? Because this is not what you want to be. You don't want to hate Yahweh. But it's up to you whether you do it or not. But at least you will know what a hater of Yahweh is. It says in the book of Psalms 81, in the 10th verse, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not listen to my voice. And Israel will have none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust. And they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had listened to me. And Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies. I would have took care of all their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. Watch what it says in the 15th verse. The haters of Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto him. That's what they should have done. But they didn't. They wouldn't listen. They would have none of Yahweh. They would not go after his counsel. They would not walk in his ways. So Yahweh said, the haters of Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto him, but but their time should have endured forever. In other words, they really do have the keys to life, the keys to salvation, the keys to be a part of my great remnant, but they don't want the keys to all this because they don't want none of me. And Yahweh called these people that don't want none of him, the haters of Yahweh. Yeah, you might think somebody hates you, but no. There are people that hate Yahweh. And I'm going to show you how these people look that hate Yahweh. You can tell them readily. You can tell them swiftly. Because everything that Yahweh loves, they will hate. The things he tells them not to do, they will do. Let me show you this. Watch this. Talking about the haters of Yahweh. In the book of Deuteronomy. The seventh chapter. Watch what this is. In the book of Deuteronomy 7. And I'm going to start reading the seventh verse. Watch this. Well, let's start at the sixth verse. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh, your Elohim. And Yahweh, your Elohim, has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people, but because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn to your fathers, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And watch what it says. Know therefore that Yahweh, your Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful Elohim, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. But watch this. And he repays them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hates him. He will repay him to his face. In other words, Yahweh are not like these haters today. They will hate on you behind your back and smile in your face. They will hate on you when you're not around. But then when you come around, then the hate stops. Not so with Yahweh. Yahweh said he will repay those that hate him to their face. And why? Because he's an Elohim. Why? Because he is the mighty Elohim. That's why he's called El Shaddai, the Almighty. The only one that was hate on you when you're not around is somebody that's weak. But let them hate, since they hate, in your face. And this is something that haters typically don't do. And Yahweh said these haters are against him. You'll also find this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Let us turn there, talking about the haters of Yahweh. The first thing we got to realize that Yahweh had those who hate him. And I know most of our people, they don't even want to talk about the haters of Yahweh. They don't even want to see who hating on Yahweh. And the only people that don't want to see this is people that's most likely hating on Yahweh. Because this is not the mind, as you will see. This is not the heart of people who love Yahweh. They don't think like this at all. Watch this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, watch what Yahweh says in the 39th verse. See now that I am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. He don't have to go through nobody, and nobody has to stand up for Yahweh. So he lifts up his hands to himself. Watch what it says. If I sharpen my glittering sword and my hands take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me. You'd be shocked to see how many people really hate Yahweh. Now, they're not going to tell you that they don't. They're not going to say, man, I hate Yahweh. That's not how they're going to talk. But what they will do, they will show you close attention that not only they hate Yahweh, but they hate you. Show you some things. Watch this. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, right now we're showing you the law about those who hate Yahweh. Because there are haters of Yahweh. We think the haters of Yahweh is some heathen, is some foreigner. Not at all. You're going to see that most of the people that hate Yahweh is his own. Not some enemy, not or a foreigner or a heathen. A foreigner and a heathen don't even know Yahweh. They don't even know it. But the people that say they know Yahweh, watch what it says. That's why Yahweh say, you only have I known of all the nations that are upon the face of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for your iniquities. And why? Because this is great iniquity for you to hate Yahweh. Watch this in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, the 5th verse. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them. Talking about our people. For I, Yahweh your Elohim, am a jealous Elohim. And since he's jealous, watch what he said he would do. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And who did Yahweh give his commandments to? He gave it to Israel. Because Israel either loved Yahweh or Israel hate Yahweh. And if you want to know who are the ones among these people that hate Yahweh, it is those who refuse to go by what he says. It is those who will have none of Yahweh, and they will not go by his counsel. Watch what Yahweh said in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. Matter of fact, right before I go to Proverbs, the first chapter, we're going there, in the book of Psalm 36, this is what it says. In the book of Psalms 36, and this is what it says in verse 1 and 2. It says, the transgression of the wicked says within my heart that there is no fear of Elohim before his eyes. See, they already know they don't fear Yahweh. That's why they can say anything. That's why they can do anything. Because there's no fear of Elohim in their heart. Watch what it says in the second verse. For he flatters himself in his own eyes. In other words, nobody exalting these people at all. They flatter themselves in their own eyes. They listening to their own words. Until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He has left off to be wise and to do good. He devises mischief upon his bed. And he sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhors not evil. See, this is a hater. They're not thinking about hating evil and abhorring evil. They're not circumspect with their words. No, the words of their mouth are iniquity and deceit. They left all from being wise and doing any good. That's why you won't hear nothing good from them. And you definitely won't hear nothing wise from them. The only one is that is flattered by them is them themselves. This is how a hater of Yahweh looks. And this is what a hater of Yahweh is. And Yahweh, let me show you who Yahweh will send to a hater. See, most haters, Yahweh won't even send nobody to. The scriptures say, and we'll show you that, the scriptures say, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate you. So you leave scorners and stuff alone. You don't mix it up with them. They gonna hate you in the end. But because Yahweh's mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, this is what Yahweh would do with a hater. In the book of Jeremiah, the 44th chapter, watch what Yahweh says. And I'm going to start reading I'll start at the first verse so you can understand this thing. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Yehudanites was dwell in the land of Egypt, was dwell in Migdol, and at Phanes, and Oph, and in the country of Patros, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, You have seen all the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Yehuda. And behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwells therein. Because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger, and that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they knew not, neither they, you, nor your fathers. Now watch what Yahweh says. However, I sent to you all my servants, the prophets, rising early, sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they listen not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense to other gods. In other words, that's what's happening today. Our people burning incense, our people doing all kind of abominable things. They won't keep the Sabbath day, even though Yahweh said to keep his covenant, which is 10 commandments. They will have you to believe it's only 9 commandments. This is a total abomination to Yahweh. But this is what a hater will do. They will do the thing, the abominable thing, that Yahweh hates. They will not listen, nor will they incline their ear. And watch this in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. Because Yahweh, his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. So Yahweh is always, he just go that extra mile, several extra miles, to try to get their attention. But at some point in time, even Yahweh said, enough is enough. Now I just got to repay these people to their face. Just will show you what their end will be. And this is what Yahweh said in Proverbs, the first chapter, the 22nd verse. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? How long? How long are you going to continue this? You don't see that this is wrong, sinful, iniquity? You don't see this don't bring nobody together but separate people? You don't see that this is something Yahweh hate rather than what something Yahweh loved? You don't see that? How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? Watch what it says. Turn you at my reproof. And how do Yahweh reprove? Sending the prophets, rising early. That's what he said, telling you not to do this abominable things. But he said then, as it is now, you're not going to listen. So most of our messages, yes, it's to the people who refuse to listen. Most important people is to is those who will listen. Watch what it says. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have said at naught all my counsel and will have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes, And when your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish comes upon you, and I'm here to witness and tell, witness for Yahweh, that these things are coming. Watch what it says. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. And why? Because even Yahweh has an expiration date on how long he's going to wait on you. They shall seek me earnestly, but they shall not find me. In other words, even though all through the scripture says, if you seek me, you shall find me. Yeah, but it has an expiration date. You got to do this in a certain time. Yahweh is not going to wait forever. And why do Yahweh have an expiration date? Watch what he says, 29 verse. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yahweh. In other words, they made their choice. They were a hater of Yahweh. Watch what it says. They were none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore, shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall they slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoever listens to me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Yes, the haters of Yahweh. This is how you can tell a hater of Yahweh. They're not going to listen to Yahweh. They refuse to go to be corrected. They refuse to be reproved. And they're going to show you by action, I hate Yahweh. Watch this. Look at this. They're not going to say it, but they're going to show it. And you're going to be able to see it. That these people don't love Yahweh. Because to love Yahweh, watch this, in the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter. There are certain things, if you love Yahweh, there are certain things you're going to do. There are certain actions you will show. See, this is not rocket science. In the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter, this is what it says in the 13th verse. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way. And the fourth mouth do I hate. Yahweh hates these people with these mouths that they got, a fourth mouth. And don't care what come out of their mouth. These are people that insult everybody. And they don't care that you insulted because they insult Yahweh. They don't listen to Yahweh. They don't do what Yahweh says. So, no, they're not about to do what you say. They're not about to be reproved by you. You should hear some of the mouths on these people. They know how they sound. As a matter of fact, they flattered by how they sound. And unfortunately, there are people flattered with them. And they going right down the toilet with them same people. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse, Yahweh said, these six things does Yahweh hate. Yea, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look. And that's just a certain type of look. A lying tongue. They don't care about lying on nobody. because they will lie on Yahweh. Hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devise wicked imagination, and feet that are swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speak lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. These things, Yahweh called these things an abomination. But a hater of Yahweh, they love to do these things. Love it. You got brothers on the Sabbath day. In other words, they will wait till the Sabbath day, get online, and they will attack those who keep the Sabbath day. What kind of fool would do such a thing? People who, the Sabbath day is part of the Ten Commandments. So if you attack the Sabbath day, then you will attack even the Ten Commandments. How are you going to separate the Sabbath from the Ten Commandments, which is part of the Ten Commandments, which is a covenant that Yahweh wrote with his own finger? You will attack it and attack the people that's keeping his covenant. Yeah, you'll do that because you're just a hater of Yahweh. Why else would you do that? The Sabbath day is not my commandment. It's not other people's commandments. It's not. We didn't write the Ten Commandments, nor did we bring forth the Ten Commandments. So to hate on the Ten Commandments or the Sabbath day is only to hate on Yahweh. And this is what a hater would do. In the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter, the 8th verse. This is what I told you before. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hates you, and rebuke a wise man, he will love you. Yeah, reprove a scorner and see what they say about you, and see how much they love you. They're not going to love you at all. They're going to show you how much they hate you. And this is the word of Yahweh. These not my words, these his words. These people have no good to do and no good to say but to hate. Watch. In the book of Psalm 83. But they not hating against you. Even though people can hate against you, they really hating against Yahweh. Because they're talking about his word as if they your words. These are not your words. These are Yahweh words. In the book of Psalms 83, I just want you to see this, that Yahweh have haters. In the book of Psalms 83, the first verse says, keep not you silence, O Elohim. Hold not your peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, your enemies make a tumult, and they that hate you have lifted up their heads. That's what they've done. That's what the haters of Yahweh will do. And Yahweh said he will reprove them to their own face. Like a true righteous person would do. Another scripture that I want you to see about the haters of Yahweh. Look, this show you how much somebody loved Yahweh. In the book of Psalm 139, let me show you this. The 19th verse. Surely you will slay the wicked, O Elohim. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men. For they speak against you wickedly. And your enemies take your name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate you. Am I not aggrieved with those that rise up against you. I hate them with perfect hatred, and I count them my enemies. Search me, O Elohim, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Yeah, the psalmist is letting you know, I don't have nothing against these people other than the fact they hate you. They come wickedly against you. And you my father. You my Elohim. You are my creator. And I'm standing with you. So I hate those that hate you. And I count them my enemies to come up against my Elohim. And how do you come up against Yahweh? You come against his word. This is what they do. They come against his word. Because why? They're haters of Yahweh. And of course, people will hate you. Look here, we had a great man, one of the greatest in Israel. And watch what was said about this man, even though he wasn't hating, but his actions could have shown that he was. That's why you have to be careful and how you act, and the words that come out of your mouth. And let me show you. In the book of 2 Samuel, the 19th chapter. I want you to see this. In the book of 2 Samuel, the 19th chapter. The first verse. Watch what this says. This is a story. And it was told Joab, behold, the king weeps and mourns for Absalom. Now, Absalom was King David's son. He even tried to kill his father. Slept with his father's wives. This man was an abomination. And look what happened. And the victory that day was turned into mourning to all the people. In other words, when you are victorious against your enemies, as they were, you're supposed to celebrate and praise God. But this victory that they had this day turned into mourning to all the people. For the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. So nobody's not about to celebrate when the king, especially King David, is mourning. And it was true. This was his son. So it was understandable why he would mourn. But watch what the prophet told him. And the people got them by stealth that day in the city, as the people being ashamed still away when they flee in the battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, because he was killed. And Joab came into the house to the king and said, "You have shamed this day the faces of all your servants, which this day have saved your life and the lives of your sons and of your daughters and the lives of your wives and the lives of your concubines." Man, these people just saved your family. And you gonna shame them? Watch what it says. "In that you love your enemies and hate your friends." Now here it is. The people we killed, including your son, they're your enemies. They showed themselves to be your enemies. But you want to cry for them. But the people that saved your life, how are you honoring them? Watch what it says. "For you have declared this day that you regard neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all we had died this day, then it had pleased you well. Now, therefore," watch what he tells him, "arise, go forth, and speak comfortably to your servants. For I swear by Yahweh, if you go not forth, there will not tarry one with you this night, and that will be worse to you than all the evil that befell you from your youth until now." Then the king arose, sat in the gate, and they told to all the people, saying, "Behold, the king does sit in the gate." And all the people came before the king, for Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land for Absalom." In other words, when David got wind to this thing, what the prophet had told him, he got up on that throne and he made the crooked thing straight. How can you hate your friends and then love your enemies? This is totally backwards. Totally backwards. You don't know what an enemy is, and you don't know what a friend is. You don't know who the enemies of Yahweh are? You don't. But Yahweh this day is showing you who the haters of Yahweh is. In the book of Psalm 55, watch what it says. Now, make no mistake about it. The haters of Yahweh, they not about to tell you they some hater of Yahweh. You have to see it by seeing with your spiritual eyes. Those who hate Yahweh, they showing you. They telling you who they are, but are you listening? Or are you just like them? Here it is in the book of Psalm 55. The 12th verse. "For it was not," watch what this Psalm of David tell you. Watch this. "For it was not an enemy that reproach me. Then I could have borne it. In other words, if it was an enemy, what do I expect an enemy to do? That's why our people are totally backwards today in America. Here it is. This man has shown them that he is an enemy. He has proven that he's an enemy. This country have proved it. But yet, they still will have their allegiance, love towards this enemy. So when this enemy do something to them, they act surprised. They act shocked. They act confounded. And like, all we did for this country, this is how you're going to treat us? They don't care about what you did for this country. They are your enemies. Watch what he says. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then could I have borne it. I could understand it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. No, this wasn't somebody that I knew. They just a hater. And they hated me. And they never did good by me. And they never talked nice by me. And they never did broke bread with me. I knew they hated me, so I watch what it says. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hidden myself from him. In other words, I just stayed out of his way. I would have went the other way. I would have hidden myself. Watch what it says. But it was you. Who is you? A man, my equal. My guide, my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of Elohim in company. In other words, this hater is somebody that came up with me. This hater was somebody we counseled together. This hater was my equal. This hater is like a guide because we counseled together. And watch what David said in the 15th verse. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell. For the wickedness is in their dwellings and among them, because there's nothing worse than this type of individual. The haters of Yahweh. That's what we're talking about. And let me tell you, nobody here more haters than David, except for Yahweh. But he had many haters. Many. Look what Yahweh said about this man, haters, in the book of Psalm 89, the 18th verse. For Yahweh is our defense. The Holy One of Israel is our King. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of people. I found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. Because this man loved Yahweh. And when you love Yahweh, you're going to have a lot of haters. A lot of haters. And the haters, they don't love Yahweh at all. Don't let them deceive you, make you think, no, I love Yahweh. No. They don't. They just won't come out and just tell you this thing. In the book of Psalm 101, watch what it says. The very first verse, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto you, O Yahweh. Will I sing? I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house, even in my house, with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cling to me. A forward heart shall depart from me, and I will not know. But watch this. I am a wicked person. This is the words of somebody who loves Yahweh. Do you know wicked people? In the last couple of scriptures, Micah, the third chapter, this is what it says. And we're talking about the haters of Yahweh. This is one of the ways that you can know a hater of Yahweh right away. It says in the first verse, and I said, here I pray you, O heads of Jacob, talking about the rulers, the leaders, and you princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? You're the one supposed to know judgment. But your judgment, so by the second verse, who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones. They have become totally backwards. Totally backwards. And the last scripture I want to bring to you we're talking about the haters of Yahweh. Do you know who they are? Do you see them? Is your eyes open? Watch what this is. In the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. And this is what it says. The 7th verse. It says, the righteous considers the cause of the poor, and they do. That's why we were out giving all kind of hygiene packs and food and clothes. A beautiful day to rejoice with the poor of our people. And it's beautiful to us because we are the poor. The poor helping the poor. But the wicked, they regards not to know it. In other words, they don't want to know nothing about the poor because they're not about to be out there helping them. They're not about to give them anything. They're not about to provide for them in any kind of way. They don't care about the poor. Now, they can tell you how much they care about the poor, but their actions speak louder than their words. Watch what it says. scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether he rages or laughs, there is no rest. Because it don't matter, a foolish man is a fool, whether y'all laughing together or whether y'all contending. In other words, you don't want to have nothing to do with a fool because you will never have rest. And watch what it says. The bloodthirsty hates the upright. In other words, they hate the righteous. They hate you being upright. They hate you keeping the commandments like the Sabbath day. They hate. It's like, do you see anybody on internet talking about these people eat pig? No. These people who bear false witness against your neighbor? No. Do you see them on there talking about the people who serve a false idol? No. But they will come to the people who serve one Elohim. They will come to the people that don't have no graven images at all. They will come to the people who not trying to take the name of Yahweh name in vain. They will come to the people who ain't trying to covet nothing, ain't trying to be no false witness, trying to honor their father and mother. They will contend with these type of people about the Sabbath day, which is the part of the Ten Commandments. What kind of, a bloodthirsty hates the upright, but the just seek his soul. That's what the just do. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it until afterwards. And you're going to see who these bloodthirsty haters of Yahweh are. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah. So Tribe Entertainment. It is a glory for y'all that conceal a thing, but it's an honor to search it out. The pure Regina heart has many vices for us to give to desires. So choose you life or death where you live or burn the fire. Now who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council? Who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council of God? Come on.
Will you serve God? Or will you pass by? Will you serve God? Or will you pass by?
Praise the mighty Yahweh to every moment to Rabboni. Speak his word faithful. Every law and testimony, there's no light up in you. If you continue to discredit y'all's credential about who was serving, let the spirit get you. Deuteronomy 13, first 7 verses, 18, chapter 2. Ruin the all the service purpose. If you feel the light, you will profit to bring the topic. Leave your emotions out. Bring to the table Yahweh's writing. If you can enlighten, since they hyper the ball, Yahweh's lighting. Let these people know Genesis 1 begin. That time and rather not. And up on line, and you won't find where the moon to find another day is dying. Words of thumb onto our brightness, but the unsigned to bring it no months either. In the desert, 40 years, they have no leaps neither. Shout out to Malek, David, and King Solomon, who will sign all y'all soldiers to where the higher land. It is a glory for y'all to conceal a thing, but it's an honor to search it out. Pure Regina heart has many vices for